Hello, and welcome to the podcast ministry of Hennepin Avenue United Methodist Church in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Learn more about worship, discipleship ministries, and social justice outreach online at hennepinchurch.org. This is the sermon podcast for the Sacred Journey service on September 25th, 2016. The scripture reading is selected verses of Proverbs 8, and the preacher is Reverend Sally Johnson.
From Proverbs chapter 8. With great understanding, wisdom's calling out as she stands at the crossroads and on every hill. She stands by the city gate where everyone enters the city, and she shouts, "I am calling out to each one of you. Good sense and sound judgment can be yours. Listen, because what I say is worthwhile and right. I always speak the truth and refuse to tell a lie. Let instruction and knowledge mean more to you than silver or the finest gold. Wisdom is worth much more than precious jewels or anything else you desire. From the beginning, I was with God. I was there before God began to create the earth. At the very first, God gave life to me. When I was born, there were no oceans or springs of water. My birth was before mountains were formed or hills were put into place."
This is a word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. And each of you is also a word of God for the people of God. Well, many of you, or not many, but some of you, I should say. First of all, David, when you're back there, can you just make sure, if you don't have one of these little slips of orange paper, you should have one, so we'll pass them around so you have the one. So we need these. All right, so hold on to this for a minute. The scripture which Jada read is from the book of Proverbs, that book that guided people thousands of years ago, that held wisdom for people thousands of years ago, and it's pulled through time, and we hold it before us now, looking at what it is that it might have to offer us for this day, for this time. We're following this book. We make the road by walking in our life groups that some have started this week. And I've already heard some good reports from people saying they had a great time. And in our worship time, there are usually three scriptures that are a part of each chapter, and this is the middle scripture, but they are all pointing us toward how it is that we make meaning in our lives and how it is we're shaped by the meaning of those who have gone before us on this faith journey. So we heard this from Proverbs. There was also a reading from Psalms, and the very famous reading that we all hear on Christmas Eve from the Gospel of John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And that word is logos. And it's more than just these little black scratches on any particular page. It is embodiment. Embodiment of God. Embodiment of God. Embodiment of wisdom. And each of us has a body. Can we agree on that? Okay. We all have a body. Sometimes we are in an argument with our body about maybe the way it's wanting to work on a particular day, or maybe how it looks on a particular day. But the reality is that we're all walking around in bodies. And we also walk around with an embodiment of what it is that brings meaning to our lives. And that can change over time. Up here we have wisdom standing at the crossroads. And we've all stood at crossroads and will stand at crossroads. Some of you, I know, are standing at a crossroads right now, a crossroads between one house and another, a crossroad between children being here and children making their way in the world, a crossroad of people who are caring for parents and those whose parents have moved on to another place. Wisdom, this embodiment, is how it is that we make meaning, and it is what we carry into the world. And some of the ways that we're called by wisdom to make that meaning, we're very aware of, and it's almost like a personal mission statement. In this chapter in the book, Brian McLaren points people toward the logos, the embodiment of love, and that is what we knew and know in the person of Jesus. And some of us believe and want to carry that logos of love into the world. It's like an enormous tattoo across us going into the world. I'm going to live this logos of love. Others might be carrying the logos of generosity. You want to walk into the world every day with generosity. Others are walking with the logos, embodiment of kindness. We also know that we walk with embodiments of other things that we're not so proud of, and we seek to shed those. We seek to shed those. But today, we're going to invite you to take this little piece of paper. And I know that often in this group, we want to use 1,000 words where one will do. I invite you, and just a moment, Mary Louise is going to play some music to hold the space for us. What is it that you want to embody? What is it that you hope that God is embodying in you? A logos of one word, a logos of, and I invite you to spend some time, whether you call that prayer, whether you call it meditation, whether you just calling your attention to this little piece of orange paper in a way that you can say, this. Right now in my life, I'm standing at a crossroads, and I am going to embody this call on my life. Logos of. One word.
Thank you.
The wisdom literature was meant to guide a people. It was meant to guide an individual to be in community so that we lived well with one another, so that we created with our very living as a community an image, an embodiment of the kingdom of God. As we come for our offering in a little bit, I invite you to make an offering of your embodiment, your logos, to the path. This path that we're making as we walk, this walk into what it means to be the kingdom of God for our time in this place, in this day. Amen.
This has been a presentation from the podcast ministry of Hennepin Avenue United Methodist Church in Minneapolis, Minnesota, copyright 2016. Thank you for listening.